We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Obviously an aggravating Monday morning to wake up to. The Eagles, late last night, they lose. Frustrating game, a game that felt like six games within a game. That was twists and turns galore. And in the end, the Eagles lose, and they fall to 1-1 on the season. Look, we'll talk about it all show. Obviously, we'll do so with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. Get aboard those phone lines. Obviously, what stood out to you, the good, there was good. The bad, there was bad. And the twists and turns, and obviously coming up short at the end. So get aboard the phone lines. Let's go, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich. Yeah, I know.
I am enraged today, and I'm trying to restrain myself a little bit. But how about this, Joe?
Oh, let me hear it.
There are a number of Americans related to Napoleon Bonaparte. His youngest brother, Jerome, ended up marrying an American.
Wow.
A woman from Baltimore.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and they had a child, Jerome Napoleon Bonaparte, I guess, Jr.
Wow.
And so, yeah, a lot of Americans related to the tiny tyrant.
It's amazing. There's some of that goes on in the world you don't often know about. All right, let's get to it. Look, 888-729-9494. Let me just say this before we go any further. I would strongly encourage everybody to breathe right now, okay? The season didn't cave in. Am I aggravated like you're aggravated? Yes, I am. I am aggravated. I am frustrated. It was a winnable game that they lost, but it was also a difficult game. It was a road game against what we think is a pretty good football team, okay? Sometimes you lose, they lost. Now, could they have prevented it? Yeah, they could have, but they were also handed multiple gifts by Matt Ryan last night that helped them get back in that game. They played a football game last night without DeSean Jackson, without Alshon Jeffrey, without Dallas Goedert. They were incredibly hampered right from the beginning. They fought, they competed, as was said on the postgame last night on TV. They showed grit, they showed persistence. They lost. You're not going to hear me today, and I will lament missed opportunities. I will discuss Ronald Darby. I will discuss Nelson Aguilar's drop. I will get into all that, and again, do so with everyone at 888-729-9494. But you won't hear me today come on here and just lambast the Eagles. They lost a tough game on the road, and they almost won.
They played like crap. They were awful for the majority of this game. I mean, well, their offense played terribly.
Yep.
I thought that once again, I'm extremely angry. I'm upset. And there are a lot of things that deserve all of our ire today. You saying relax or whatever.
Breathe.
Like, breathe. Like, so you to not to overlook some glaring and problematic issues that we need to address now. Or else this season is not going to be the season that we've all predicted. That we all seem to just expect, like, automatic postseason for the Eagles. Yesterday, we saw Carson Wentz look like the worst version of Carson Wentz going back all the way to his rookie year.
Yeah, for a good 2.5 quarters.
What was he doing?
I know.
I hope, and this is a weird thing to say, I hope he was, like, banged up a little bit. And we are told, like, he says he'll be sore. You know, he took a lot of shots.
Yeah, especially the rib shot early.
The offensive line didn't do a very good job at times, and he bore the brunt of that. Like, let's hope that was the problem. Like, he was seeing ghosts and feeling pressure that wasn't always there, and that's why he wasn't setting his feet. That's why he wasn't accurate. That's why his decision-making was off. But once again, we saw a veteran quarterback come into the game when Carson was against his will in the concussion protocol.
Yep.
and we saw that veteran quarterback just do what the coaches ask, which is go through your progression. If the first read's there, throw it to him. We saw Josh McCown move the team. And this is not, you know, I hate to say, you know, it's small sample size, but I hate to say, like, it's the history repeating itself.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Carson feels like he's, again, trying to do too much and be the Herculean effort guy when you see a vet come in and step in and let the offense work, and it just feels so much smoother. We're talking about 3-4 plays, but still.
I
Josh McCown, thank you for throwing to Miles Sanders in the flat because he was open, because that's your first read. Thank you for throwing to Miles Sanders in the flat again, because that was the same play and it was open again. So you took it.
Right.
He moved the chains, and then he got us down inside, down to the 10?
Probably around 15
or 10. With a throw to
Ertz.
Yeah. You know, like it just felt different.
Yeah.
And I hope Carson's paying attention. Again, I thought he would have. I thought that was more what we'd see from Carson.
Yeah.
So I'm worried a little bit about Carson trying to, again, do too much.
Yeah,
that's not the biggest thing for me.
All right, what's the biggest
thing? The biggest thing is, last week we were in love with Deshaun. I mean, this week we couldn't even be. We couldn't even like him because he didn't play. He hasn't played a full season since 2013. You realize that, right?
I expect to miss games. I was very clear that I expect to miss games.
How much is it going to look like that, like last night? And how much is this affecting other players on the Eagles? I know that Carson Wentz will play through being banged up. I know that because I've seen it.
Yeah, and he was tough last
night. He does it to his detriment.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't play as well because he's horsing his way through stuff. What are the other guys doing? Are the other guys leaning more towards the, you know, Deshaun just, you know,
so you
stands
say
there?
So it's Deshaun, Alshon, and Goddard? Do you think they should have just sucked it up and got
in
there?
I don't know. I can't say. I can't say for sure.
But is that what you're thinking?
I can say. I've never seen a game where you got 10 guys watching. You make a game plan. You design it all week. Customize it for that defense with certain personnel, and then that personnel doesn't even play. I don't know. I don't know enough to say like where the blame lies here, but that athletic training staff, that medical staff, those players need to take a deep dive and figure out how to correct whatever happened yesterday, because when you let your team down when you don't take the field. And we had 10 guys unable to take the field.
Yeah, look, there's a lot. I mean, there is a lot from this game to unpack. And we'll do so with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. I will say, John, in the big picture, and I'm talking bigger than last night's game, in the biggest of big pictures, I think your first point about Carson is on point. You know, this is a guy, and I admired the way he came down the stretch of that game last night, man. He was as tough as any player on that football field, showing persistence and physical toughness, and he hangs in there, and you know his ribs. I mean, who knows what exactly is going on. It had to affect his accuracy. It had to affect his accuracy. But I will say this. He is a freaking high-wire act. And the thing about a high wire act is sometimes it's really cool and leads to great things. And we're all, as that game's coming down the stretch, we're marveling with what we're seeing from Carson Wentz last night. And you say, this is the guy that can be the MVP and lead the Eagles for the next 15 years. But the flip side, and there is a flip side.
The flip side is we've scored less points in the first half than any team in the NFL.
Well, there's that too, which I wasn't even alluding to. There's that whole thing. But then there's he just takes too many hits. This is game two of the season. And by the way, I will put some of this back on Doug also. In a game where you have like no regular receivers, obviously other than Aguilar, but you have your running backs.
Is major.
And you just completely abandon the run.
Let's get into that.
In a game when Carson is quite obviously injured.
You never even tried it. And you can't hear a thing. You can't hear a thing, so your tackles can't get a jump on the snap. So that defensive line has the advantage. They go on movement, and then the tackles react. So we're a step slow protecting Carson just because of the noise.
Yep.
And you're missing Alshon, and you're missing Deshaun, and you're missing Goddard. And you still try to go to the air to that degree when you could have just handed it off. I know it wasn't always pretty when you handed it off, but you got to stick with it.
It really, look, they put Carson in a tough spot last night. Now, to be fair, Carson also puts himself in a tough spot. And guys, I'm just telling you straight up, because I'm telling you, breathe today about the season, but on the biggest big picture, and Carson is the biggest big picture, just extrapolate this out 10 years. If he plays like that, and doesn't change his style of play, as you pointed out, John, like McCown, just drop back, get the ball out, drop back, get the ball out. If he keeps playing like that, in a 10-year span, he's going to have 3 or 4 years where he doesn't finish the season. We've already seen it twice. It's going to keep happening. He cannot finish seasons taking that many hits. He can't do it.
And by the way, a great way to protect him is to hand the ball off. Also, you know, so this all fits together, and there is a bit of a, what do you even call it? A damned if you do and damned if you don't, from my perspective, where I'm saying Carson's taking these hits. He's gutting it out. I really appreciate that.
He admire it.
I really appreciate
totally.
That. I'm saying other guys need to do that, but, you know, you got to find a happy medium in here somewhere, and we're nowhere close to that.
Yeah.
We had no shot to run the game plan that was planned.
No question
like,
about
throw
it.
Throw the first 15 plays out the window because none of those players that you were going to feature are even on the field.
The two tight end alignment is completely gone.
You had one tight end.
Yeah, right from the beginning.
That's insane.
Yeah.
In today's league.
Yeah. So look, there is a ton to dive into. I will be honest. I'm starting to question myself now. Because I say breathe, and now I'm getting all fired up thinking about Carson and the big picture for the next decade. Big picture of this game, this season, they're going to be all right. But, man, he's got to avoid the hits. And then we wonder, and Doug Peterson today at noon, what is the injury status of Alshon, Deshaun, and Goddard, and Tim Jernigan? Because that could play a big role in this season. We'll talk about it. Your reaction, your phone calls, 888-729-9494. Off and running on a Monday, 1-1. And by the way, the Cowboys look pretty good, really good. They haven't played anybody yet, but they beat Washington a lot better than the Eagles did. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on a Monday. Eagles lose, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.